welcome to the Lunar and Obsidian Podcast. This is formerly known as the Wild Experience Life Podcast. I'm Andrea, the Untamed Dame, and I'm your host, and I'm your Skald, also known as a Nordic storyteller of the Viking Age. We will take a deep dive into the belly of the Norse mythos, where we will shed light on the lore, the Northern people's way of life, and extract positive attributes of their culture to enhance our very own lives within the modern world. But first, we're going to revisit the Get to Know Your Host series so we can get a little better acquainted, so you can understand context, my language, the grit that I do have to my personality, the way I think, and the way I extract certain attributes from these stories or from these heroes, from these gods, all the messaging that I like to give. I just want you to get a good foundation of who I am, what I have to offer, and where I'm coming from, so that each episode you understand me a little bit better in that context. So get ready, because I think we're going to have tons of fun over this next year. I hope everyone has had a fantastical week so far, and I have a really fun thought. Hang with me here as I describe this candle that I got. I have this subscription from Evil Queen Candles, and I get it every single month, and it's a surprise. I don't know the scent or the name of the candle or anything like that. Anyway, as I received it, the label is chapter one, and then it has some badass scent notes of Prosecco and cranberry. So basically the smell of like new beginnings or like a toast. And I just want to bring you guys into this really cool visual. The really cool visual of being, we have obviously 12 months within the year, and you can split it up into 12 different chapters. Each chapter, you get a chance to write, fine-tune, and create. And I just want to give you this really empowering thought that you are the author and the creator of your life. Just like this year, I decided that my North Star, or the 1 year of main focus over 2024, is tranquility. After that, each month I do another North Star, just specifically targeting what I want this month to look like. And so this one is hearth. It's basically just remembering like this strong essence of fire magic and remembering the core strength of who I am. And so I feel like I'm getting off to a great start. There's been some bumps and learning curves along the way, especially even with podcasting. But either way, just remember 2024 has 12 freaking chapters if you choose to split it up that way. And you are the author of your life. You're the author of 2024. You get to determine what the outcome is for your life. So take the empowered seat, take the reins, and make this year one of the best ones of your life so far. And I guess I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it. Let's get funky. Primitive cultures, they would sit around by a fireside and they would talk about lore and inspiration, adventures they were doing. There were battle decompressions of the brotherhood sitting around and talking about that. There was so much room for people to get better connected than what we're doing now in modern day society. So all in all, that is the premise of this podcast. Before we really get going and delving into this episode, I want to be as clear as I can possibly be. Yes, I'm Andrea. I'm a wild woman. I'm the Untamed Dame. And this is going to be an explicit podcast. I unapologetically cuss a fuck ton, and I'm going to discuss an array of topics that is going to be the raw stuff, the good stuff, the bad stuff, all the stuff in between. And so if you like to have a little more soft-spokenness toward your ears, this podcast is not for you. However, if you want the real shit, this is your podcast. Once again, as previously stated in my trailer, my podcasting coach has recommended the first 6 episodes are just going to be me letting you guys know who I am, what I stand for, what I'm about, and then you can also understand context for future episodes, especially with these interviews, so that you guys can feel more connected as a community that we're building here today with this first episode. So this episode is a walk down memory lane. It's what brought Andrea into the Marine Corps. For those of you that don't know me entirely too well, I have been a bona fide rebellious hellion my entire life. So what sense would it make for someone like me to enlist into the United States Marine Corps at 19 years old? Well, I'm gonna tell you. Summer of 2005, I walked up to the Marine Corps booth at a festival and was like, I'm gonna go ahead and participate in this flexed arm hang challenge, and dropped my name and information. Unknowingly, that was the recruiter's trick. So the recruiter gets my information, hound dogs me all year long. Now fast forward, and I'm in my first year of college, and my younger brother is in his senior year of high school. And he, let me throw this out there, he's quite a hellion himself. Either way, I blue falconed him. If you don't know what blue falconing is, basically it's throwing him under the bus. So I was like, this recruiter needs to leave me the hell alone. I'm in college. I have my own plans, quote unquote. And so either way, my brother enlists. And it was pretty rad seeing the hellion that he was to the man that he became and all of his potential. So, joke was actually on me because I ended up enlisting a few months later. Young 19-year-old dipshit Andrea had gotten a misdemeanor and is put on 6 months of probation. My brother was in boot camp at that point in time. I was actually going to graduate boot camp 1 week after him had Charlotte County actually agreed and let me enlist sooner. But either way, I end up getting off probation, fulfilling my duty. The day I get off probation was the day that I showed up to the MEP station, put my right arm up, and swore into the Marine Corps. This was huge for me because I was at a fork in the road, a big one, where I could continue going through college, this was my plan, to get my bachelor's degree, go to the Marine Corps Officer Candidate School, and eventually go to flight school to become a Marine Corps helicopter pilot. Or I could go enlisted and go right here, right now. I was asserting, I'm going to do my life my way. I'm going to make the first adult executive decision for me. I had family telling me, you're too small, you're too mouthy, you're too this. You'll never make it in the Marine Corps. But guess what? It felt so good to have that independence going. This is the direction that I'm going to take my life right now. And I have no regrets about it because I've met some of the most amazing people in my life. My best friend, Rachel, my husband, the recon community that was connected through my husband. They've become my family. They're my chosen family. And my life has been ever greater because of that one decision that I made with a fork in the road, with everyone else telling me their opinion of what I should do. And it was like, you know what? I'm doing this for me, regardless of anybody else's opinion. I'm on a high. I just made the best decision for myself as a young adult. I'm now at my duty station. And skirt, pump the fucking brakes, hold the front door. Andrea is now in a job that is the most soul unfulfilling thing she could possibly do. Because I'm a woman that needs to move, I got an adventurous heart, and I just gotta run with it. I became an administrative Marine for one of the largest units in the Marine Corps at that point in time. I quickly picked up rank, which was great. I was so full of hate and discontent. Ask the Marines that worked with me, they'll tell you. Either way, I was able to take one of the things that was instilled in me as a young child, something my father said, which was, if you do anything, do it and do it to the best of your ability. So I'm going to carry you through this little story of all of what I was experiencing, regardless of how I felt and how I was still able to thrive, especially now looking back almost 11, 12 years later. The day I picked up corporal, the enlisted four rank. I literally filled the boots on a daily basis of a billet of a staff sergeant. So that's an E6. Not to mention my leader, which is a master sergeant. He was an E8. Whenever he was unavailable, I was filling in his boots. So there were many times that I was falling on my face, having to pick myself back up, learning leadership, and keep my personal life together. This is what I was experiencing. My predecessor didn't properly prepare me as I stepped into the leadership role replacing him. I just experienced something extremely traumatic, and my husband and all of the brothers, my chosen family at 2nd Recon Battalion, had just left for their very first combat tour. So I'm feeling alone, and I have every reason in the world to be a complete fucking piece of shit. However, could I get fired? No. So, yes, I could be a piece of shit, but I have so much integrity where I want to lead my life, not just based on the reputation of what people think of me, but could I sleep at night? Could I sleep at night knowing that I put my best foot forward every single day? Even being filled with hate and discontent, I still wanted to do the best of what I could give at that point in time. In this new leadership role, I'm briefing up the chain and down the chain as I'm the middle management level, if you will. I'm training Marines. I'm evaluating Marines. I'm also briefing the commanding officer, filling in for the master sergeant level. And I could not even tell you how nerve-wracking that was. So as a corporal, the enlisted four, I have the commanding officer in front of me, the executive officer, all the rest of the officers of the unit, the senior enlisted. So I'm like, okay, little lady on the totem pole, I'm feeling, if you will, somewhat small because this is not something I've been adequately trained on. It's just, you have to fucking do it. So that's what I did. I put my big girl pants on and fucking rock and rolled. I was also handling a multi-million dollar government charge card system. I'm handling orders for new officers that need to go to their MOS or their job school. I am monitoring Marines, ensuring that all of their awards are done properly, that there are proper check-ins. You name it. There is so much administratively to do. I'm telling y'all, not a fun job, but it's a mentally taxing job. You have to be really sharp and on top of it. Let me tell you this. There are many Marines that I've heard say that their admin Marines have fucked up their stuff. I was one of those. I didn't want to fuck anything up as much as that was within my control. One of the things that I could say was a huge point of pride for myself was their leading two commanding generals' inspections. They were back to back. My master sergeant obviously gave direction, but I was like the main heavy lifter for this and then directing the Marines below me in order to do their job. With that, we ended up getting grade A for both. That is a rarity. So once again, that was a point of pride. Unfortunately, it didn't go without a little bit of sacrifice, or a whole lot is what I would say, because I ended up missing a badass concert to Iron Maiden while all of my friends were going. Nope, I was stuck there doing this shit. Moving to another point, how was I able to achieve those great things while working and then also with what I was dealing with in my personal life? It is vital to be absolutely mindful of who you surround in your inner circle. So yes, I had a badass master sergeant. He was a great leading example of how one should be, even up until the end when he retired. But I also had my husband and the recon community. At the beginning of 2008, 6% of the entire Marine Corps alone were female. Something us females achieved that most women will never do. Also, the recon community were less than 1% of the Marine Corps at that point in time. It might still be. Either way, I wanted to align myself around the top performing humans because you can't help but absorb that strong, badass, fierce, angry wanting to elevate, constantly move forward mentality. The point I'm really trying to drive home here is be exceptionally mindful of who you spend your time with and who you choose to allow to influence you in any sort of decision making that you do. If you want to be the best, you have to surround yourself with the best. These people, these wild cowboys, they literally have made such an influence on my life in active duty days, but carrying on now even into my civilian life. So in wrapping things up here, I want to leave you with a few thoughts to help propel you forward in your own life. Here we go. We're all going to hit that fork in the road. And making that big decision, follow your heart. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because that's when the growth actually happens. Forge your own path. Disregard all the fucking naysayers. Those that talk the most shit about you are the ones keeping themselves small at the sideline. Surround yourself with people that inspire, uplift, and fulfill you. Mistakes are not failures. They're just lessons to help elevate you in life. Lead with integrity and lead yourself, lead others, and also be led at the same time. Seriously, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. This has been a labor of love. There's been a lot of growth and sacrifice and me actually getting a chance to use my voice over a year and a half period of time. So the overall intention is to leave such a positive impact, and I cannot wait to hear how some of this has helped you kick ass in your own life. And as always, if you do enjoy something, you do enjoy someone's product, you do enjoy what they're putting out there, sharing with somebody that you think will love it is always the best way to go to support. Also, if you're able to give a stellar rating, I would greatly appreciate it, because that just helps with this podcast's visibility in the big pool of podcasts. To give you an idea of a more accurate timeline, our very first reading of the Voluspa Part 1 will be re-released March 22nd. We have some fun things going in between now and then. We have some of the Get to Know Your Host series, and then also we'll have some Spring Norse Gods. We'll have a specific episode for that one. Anyway, I will catch you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And I hope you have enjoyed it. See you next time.